This is Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live, local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave from the Capital Auto Group Studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne on KYKN. Dave's shouting from the background as he's pushing all our buttons and making sure we stay on track. Welcome to the show. It is Monday. It's another fabulous Monday to live in the Mid-Willamette Valley. A little liquid sunshine outside never hurts. All our daffodils are blooming. Tulips are coming up. So everybody be in a good mood this Monday. Never mind those tax bills that you're going to have to write checks for. And we are going to be talking about taxes this week. We might have to get a CPA in here and talk about how people's returns are coming out, frustrations. I had a very frustrating time helping my son with his taxes yesterday. And one of those companies that advertises free returns. And what an unpleasant joke. Okay, but the task of the day is to introduce you to something incredible. Incredible happening this week. I've got two guests in the studio. We have from the Capital Auto Group, we've got Brian Schindler. And from United Way, we have Elizabeth Schrader. And we're going to talk about a huge gift going the way of the United Way via Capital Auto and how it came to pass. And then we'll explain what the heck United Way does with all your money once you contribute it or once you start contributing, one of the two. Anyway, welcome to the studio, Brian.
Thank you.
Nice good to have you. It's good to have you. We had Alex Casebeer on a couple of weeks ago talking about it. He was very energetic and represented the company very well. So it's nice to have somebody else from Capital Auto Group here. And you are the Director of Business Development.
That's correct. Yes, I've been with Capital Auto Group for 21 years now.
21 years. How many different jobs have you had in those 21 years?
Just two.
Just two?
Yep.
Were you in sales?
I worked up from doing our phone customer satisfaction and customer relations management into the business development center and assisting with all of the marketing that we do for the group.
Yeah. So describe for us, for someone who doesn't know what a director of business development does, because I know you're over the entire Capital Auto Group, not just the Chevy or the Toyota or the Subaru and so forth.
Yeah. So we do all of our follow-up to thank our customers that have either purchased or serviced vehicles with us. We try to assist all customers that are trying to look at coming to drive or service their vehicle. I have 20 employees that we answer all of the service incoming calls and online scheduling appointments, and all the sales incoming calls and online appointment scheduling. So all the thousands of internet leads and things that we get, whether it be, there's a lot of donations that come in there as well.
Really?
Requests.
They write them to Brian.
That's right.
Okay.
So we do all the scheduling of all of the appointments for our sales and service staff and try to, you know, be cognizant and of people's time and make things as smooth and quick as possible, share information, and try to create relationships with other local businesses.
Oh, yeah, because businesses need vehicles, right?
That's very important.
That's right. Emphasis on local. Also in the studio with us is Elizabeth Schrader from the United Way. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
It's great to have you.
Great to be here.
I can't wait. I'm sitting here debating who should give the big announcement, but you are the Director of Resource Development and Communication.
Indeed.
That is a long title. Does that fit on a business card? Director of Resource Development and Communication.
Yeah, we've shortened it to just Empress of everything.
Empress. I like it. So the two of you have an announcement and you have an event coming up this week with a big gift.
We do, right? Tomorrow morning.
Who gets to break it?
I think I might give that honor to Brian.
All right, Brian. So. Tell us what's up
all
this
right.
week.
Well, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at Capital Chevrolet and then at 10:30 at Capital Toyota, we are going to be presenting the United Way of the Mid-Willamette Valley with a $200,000 donation from Capital Auto Group and its employees, which is...
Wow. Holy cow. If we had a studio audience, they'd be gasping right now.
I know. Where's the soundtrack?
This is it.
That's it.
You'll hear it tomorrow, but we are very excited. It's a record contribution from our employees. Over 90% of that money comes from payroll deductions that our employees pledge to the United Way.
Wow. Over 90% of that $200,000. $200,000 the United Way of Willamette Valley, right?
Yeah.
Holy cow. So obviously you guys have been at this a while. Did you just collect that last week? Obviously. did it just last month?
we do what we call in the month of February, and Carrie Casebeer, our marketing director, actually came up with this idea. We've been giving, and Capital has always been one to give to the United Way. When you start there, that's something that Scott, the owner, and Alex and Matthew now tell you. We don't ask our employees to give to any other organizations, but we ask that you give time so we can give back to the community that gives to us and does business with us. You guys know how being local and taking care of those locally is so important to us. So at that point, it was just a one time you'd get a form and you could choose how much you'd like to donate. And then Carrie came up, let's do a 28 Days of Love. So the entire month of February, we have a calendar of events where we do fun, exciting. That's where we put the fun in fundraising.
Okay.
We'll have relay races, so we get groups of employees together to do different things. And what they do is they'll go out and try to get pledges from people or other employees. Hey, we've got a relay team. This year it was the year of the pig, so we kind of did a pigskin theme, which was throwing footballs through a tire, mm-hmm. shooting a basketball, kicking a soccer ball. And then riding this inflated hot dog across the finish line, which was hilarious. Nobody was hurt on that.
I'd like to see that workers' comp claim go through. Say, you know, like, well, I was riding an inflatable hot dog as part of my job duties.
With that being said, we have a silent auction where we get items donated from vendors that we do business with mm-hmm. throughout the years. We ask them to participate with us in some way, financially or with a gift. And then we auction those things off. Like I said, we raise money with the fundraising. And then every Friday during the month, we have a great lunch that we serve. And all of the employees, we always had folks from the United Way there, but we do bacon cheeseburgers that are freshly grilled out there. We've got a guy, Charlie Engelfried, his brother Ken, and Keith Ahrens there are grill masters. And then we did chicken sandwiches. We had Kay's Catering out and did Subway sandwiches.
I think my invitation must have gotten lost in that, but it sounds pretty good.
We will have that here for you next year. I think we invited Jeff. Sorry. He said he was going to tell you guys about that. But
Dave Bourne just raised his hand and volunteered to take part. And you're going to have to donate to the United Way, however, if you go to the lunch.
Well, it's just $5.
It's a given. Yeah.
All right. So we're going to let Elizabeth answer this question after the break. But real quick, Brian, why the United Way?
We just like the fact that it's Marion, Polk, and Yamhill counties, that we get to see the benefits and help the people that we see and drive by every day. It's an amazing organization. We're very comfortable with the people. And they really get into helping us with our campaign. And we just feel as a group that that they do the best with our money. And that's why we choose United Way.
All right. That's Brian Schindler with the Capital Auto Group, who's presenting $200,000 checks to the United Way of Mid-Willamette Valley. And we'll be back after this break to talk with Elizabeth Schrader about how they did it, how you can do it, and where the money goes. Stick with us. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is sponsored by Hamblin's Nursery. Welcome back, everyone. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne. And in the studio today, we have two guests talking about a $200,000 donation gift to the United Way of Mid-Willamette Valley by Capital Auto Group. Brian Schindler's here from Capital Auto Group. Elizabeth Schrader, welcome again. We want to talk to you a little bit. So let's start with the question we finished the last segment with. Why does the Capital Auto Group, why would people pick to donate to the United Way?
I would hope I can answer that in two ways. The first one would be I would hope that they would choose the United Way because we have the ability to have the impact over a broad spectrum so that their dollar would be compounded with others and have a deeper impact in the areas they care most about. That said, we are also trying to innovate solutions for the largest problems we have in each of our communities.
Wow. Good answer.
Thanks.
Is that the first time you've responded to some question like that?
Probably
not. The first part about having impact, you know, the name that popped in my head was Dick Withnell, of course, because he likes to see return on investment.
Absolutely.
And when we donate to the United Way, is what you're saying, is that there's impact that you can see.
Mm-hmm. Withnell, they are amazing supporters of United Way.
Okay, good. And obviously, you know, it's a great organization, long history. Have you seen donations from a company drive like this $200,000 from Capital Auto Group?
We have three major partners, and Capital is always the rock stars.
Rock stars.
They are. But we have the three major reporters or contributors that we have in terms of workplace campaigns and those organizations that develop the culture of giving back to the community. Capital always rises to the top.
So they set the standard and they set an example. And one of the things that Brian said that I like is this is a little bit of, hey, I'm in, are you? Right?
Absolutely.
I'm in. Are you in? All right, I'm going to do this lunch. I'm going to contribute to this. Or I'm going to take a piece of my paycheck. Or you don't have to do it, but everybody else you work with is doing it. I don't know. There's no peer pressure or anything. Right, Brian?
Oh, no.
All right, Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about how it works with this workplace sharing collaborative giving. Is there a program that you can help people with? And to
specifically,
try to replicate? Not everybody obviously is going to get $200,000, but other workplaces can certainly do this, right?
Absolutely. So we are able to customize those opportunities. We can work with small businesses, mom and pop shops, that want to engage in supporting their community in specific areas like homelessness or something about childhood poverty, the impact that children have when they come to school without having breakfast or dinner the night before or have shoes fallen off their feet. So we have ways that small mom and pop businesses can impact that. And then the larger organizations, we have a couple of ways where we're calling it a community chest. From the community chest, we support projects like, I don't know if you've heard of Taylor's House with Mid Valley Community Action. Last year, one of our board members, Raul Marquez, who was a senior at McKay High School, he took on the project of raising funds for a homeless shelter after there was a young woman on the streets of Salem who was homeless and passed away.
Oh, my.
So in his estimation as a senior, it really resonated with him. And he took that project on and just knocked it out of the park. He galvanized a lot of not only our community members, but also the legislature, the Oregon legislature, in one fell swoop, gave us half of our funding.
Wow.
Yeah, all due to Raul Marquez, because he was so impactful.
He was on your board as a high school senior. Is that part of the Leadership Youth?
Exactly.
Oh, great.
Yep.
So we participating in Leadership Youth through the chamber and serving the United Way, found a need and took action.
Absolutely.
Raul, you're the man.
Yeah, he is
the man. That is cool. Oh, and hopefully you got some help from our local contingent of legislators and to get the money out of the state.
Senator Peter Courtney, Jackie Winters, both instrumental in helping us with that.
All right. So where does the money go? So Capital Auto Group, their employees kicked in most of this money, some from Capital Auto Group as well. Everybody's in. The check goes in. Where's the money go? What, towards what?
Well, one of those examples would be a project like the homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. It's a 24-hour shelter, and the way that we wanted to do that was to raise the funds not only to purchase a home, but also renovate it, make sure that it was sound and able to be sustainable for a long period of time. at that point, once that home was identified, we went to Mid Valley Community Action and said, would you be willing to take this on? Because we are not service providers. United Way doesn't provide services. So we're looking for community partners, service providers that would help run that. So that would be one example. They are amazing partners. They helped us not only with the youth shelter, which is now up and running. I believe it's served more than 20 youth so far. But another example, our latest project right now is a shower trailer. So it's a mobile hygiene unit. It'll have three showers in it where we will take it around to homeless communities. There's a large one over in West Salem there, over by the park. And we would take to communities where those communities could have access to 15 minutes of a hot shower. Mm. We're doing right now a socks and underwear drive so that by the time they're done, that they'd be able to have at least some clean undergarments and socks to put on.
United Way does a lot of also gifting to other nonprofits that are serving needs.
Absolutely.
A variety of needs. Right?
So we have a grant program where the grants are opened. Right now, we're going to open, I think, again in July, where nonprofits that would fit what our focus areas are, so homelessness, childhood poverty, and raising capacity for our area service providers, okay, would submit
let's,
for
let's
a grant
stop right
request.
There. I want to make sure that everybody gets that because it's so crucial. Your focus areas are on homelessness.
Yes.
Childhood
poverty.
Childhood poverty. And then
raising capacity for area nonprofit service providers.
All right. And that's wherein you serve as a clearinghouse in a certain way. You're raising funds and you can leverage that money by donating it to people who are already fulfilling a need because you're not a service organization.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Raising capacity.
Yes.
All right. Want to make sure everybody got that and what we're trying to push towards. Okay. So we were back into where the money goes, and some of it might go into, like you said, a community action agency and helping youth stay off the streets.
Correct.
Right? And it may go to people who have kids that have not eaten. They may go to all sorts of social services needs.
Exactly.
Very cool. All right. So your role, how would you describe your role at the United Way?
I am the handshaker baby kisser.
Handshaker baby kisser.
So I am a resource development director. Okay. I also handle communications. And I like talking to people. So I get up and talk to people about what our work is and what our purpose is for their community. We serve Marion, Polk, and Yamhill County. So as I go out into Yamhill County, because we're based in Salem, they largely don't know a lot about what United Way does.
Yeah.
So it's my job to do that. The other half of my job is purely listening. Mm. So I ask for opportunities to listen to communities to say, what are your needs here? So to give an example, I went out last winter and spoke with a school in Yamhill County. I'm trying to be sensitive about giving out personal information, and heard from a principal who said that her teachers regularly have duct tape in their desks. And I was confused by that. They use it because the poverty is so severe in this community that the teachers regularly wrap the children's feet in duct tape because their shoes are falling apart.
Mm.
So my job is to listen and learn about those types of gaps between what the service area is able to provide and where we can help bolster them so they're able to increase their capacity to address those needs.
Wow, that's interesting. You got an ear down there and you can hear of the needs of various communities and that way really relate to the other service providers and what their budget needs are and what their service needs are in the community, right?
Yep.
We're talking to Elizabeth Schrader of the United Way of Mid-Willamette Valley. So United Way is a national organization, but you have local governance. Three times to get that word right. Local governance here with the board of directors, right?
Correct.
Okay, so just tell us a little bit about how it's structured, because people need to know that there's local people that are directing these funds and directing, you know, certainly you've got a great director in Ron Hayes.
Yes.
Right? He's no stranger to raising money in town and in social services than they needs. And then he's hired by the board, correct?
Correct.
All right. And the board is how big? And it's all local people, right?
Indeed. Our board president is Dr. Bud Pierce.
I've heard of him.
Have you?
Actually, Newsmaker listener, we do. We'll have Dr. Bud Pierce on the show.
Hey, here, how coming about up that?
In a couple of weeks, I think. I don't know if they gave him a vacation or anything. I don't know if Dr. Pierce ever takes a vacation.
I was going to say, even if they provided it, I don't know that he'd be really willing to take that.
But Dr. Pierce will be on Newsmaker in a couple of weeks. So great. So he's the chair of the board right now.
He is, indeed.
Awesome.
Super passionate about what we're doing. I'm most appreciative of his support.
All right. So let's talk about Capital Auto Group a little bit more. We got Brian Schindler here from Capital Auto and talked about all the different events and things like that. How many different ways are they giving in that workplace? He mentioned payroll deductions. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing like every time if I'm a salesman and every time I close a car, then I want X number of dollars to go get shaved off or a percentage. And how does that work?
Well, this Capital has it set up so that it's not actually directed by the company. It's the individual,
right.
Their individual
mm-hmm.
paychecks. So as they have, I'm assuming it's salary or hourly wages, and they allocate a certain percentage of that or a dollar amount every month to be withdrawn first before they get their paycheck. So Capital does an amazing job of making it easy for those employees to give at whatever level they're comfortable with. And if you visit Capital, one of the really cool things that they offer is each individual's name tag states if they're a leadership giver on the bottom of their name tag.
Whoa, Brian's showing it off over there.
Yeah, I highly recommend that if anyone is visiting Capital recently, that go to an individual, if you see that leadership, ask them why they give. Because the stories there are very compelling.
The stories are compelling. Brian, give us an idea. How many employees are Capital Auto Group?
So we've got about 320 full-time employees. Wow. We've grown, and it's been great. And one thing we're super proud of in the Capital family is that over 90% of those 320 donated.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
And I would say, you know, close to 100% participated in some way, whether it be at a lunch or in the auction or at the bake sale or at one of the numerous fun things that we did.
Really do put the fun in fundraiser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all out. That is really cool. All right, we got to take a break real quick. But they're going to stick with us. So we got Brian Schindler from Capital Auto Group and Elizabeth Schrader from United Way. We'll talk a little bit more about how this works and how incredible it is, $200,000 trading hands tomorrow. This is Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers, presented by Les Schwab Tires, continues in the Capital Auto Group studios. Here's Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape. Welcome back to Newsmakers. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne in the studio today. Two guests to talk about how Capital Auto Group's employees and employers have raised $200,000 for the United Way of Mid-Willamette Valley, where the money goes, and how you might be able to help as well. Because the United Way is certainly happy to take your money and put it to good use. If you want to donate, it's tax season. You need another tax deduction or charitable giving, right? And, of course, in your workplace, you can ask for it about in your workplace. So we have Brian Schindler from Capital Auto Group. We were talking before the break about how many employees are participating, how they're participating. 90% of the employees are. Their name tags reflect about whether or not they're part of the giving club. You've built quite a culture around giving, which is amazing.
Yeah, that was really the goal, and from when Carrie started this was just to build a bunch of future philanthropists and for people to understand how important it is. And when we explain to people how or my coworkers and employees how easy it is if you were to just give $5 a paycheck and we get paid twice a month, so $120, that's one, you know, big Red Bull or whatever else somebody might do with one coffee a month that you're giving up to help so many people, and how fortunate, you know, we are all to have a great job and going home to a refrigerator with food in it and a bed and a blanket. And there's a lot of people that are just going through a struggle a time in their life where they just need a little help and compassion. And we truly do have that culture to help.
So, Brian, you've been there 21 years. How has this culture changed as long as you've been there? In terms of, would you get there and find a culture of community involvement?
We've grown a lot, but Scott's always had the we're going to give back to our community in one way or the other. That's been since day one. We sit through a new employee orientation when you start, and that part of his speech in that program has not changed in 21 years. We are going to do that. We do a very cool thing that's called a day of giving. So we will pay any employee their 8 hours if they go out and help with an organization or coaching or whatever, helping at a school. We put dental kits together out the United Way last year for people, and that's just another part of our culture is that day of giving. So we understand that we're fortunate in that, how important it is to help.
And you have buy-in from the employees, which is really impressive.
Yeah, part of the name tag situation is in the leadership club. So if you give $1,000 or more, you're in the leadership club, which gets you some cool perks like the name tag, which it is kind of a bragging right, and it's a cool thing. You know, you want, oh, man. And that has grown in the last 3 years. It's almost tripled the number of leadership givers. That's how you get to that money. Went from 30 to 90.
There are a lot of people that can donate $100 a month and not change their lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, it comes, it's $40 a paycheck, and you're in the club and you're helping, and we do a cool barbecue, and that capital just covers all of that. None of the money comes out of what we do and donate to the United Way. Anything over and above that, you know, Scott and Capital Auto Group, they pay for the name tags. They pay for the celebration, and we take it very serious.
And of course, he's referring to Scott Casebeer of Capital Auto Group, a First Citizen, Salem First Citizen, and long recognized and appreciated for the community efforts he's put out. And the Day of Giving, I love it. And the dental kits, you guys are all out. I love it. All right, so it's culminated. This is a 12-month total, is it?
Correct, but we do it all in February, but the money is spread out over the year.
Okay.
For paychecks.
$200,000 going to the United Way, of course. From the United Way, Elizabeth Schrader was talking before the break. She's the Director of Resource Development and Communications. She is the Empress, right? And she is the baby kisser and hugger. What'd you
call it? Handshaker baby kisser.
Handshaker baby kisser. Going out and trying to encourage people to give and also listening to needs.
Yes.
Right? So, and there's so many places. You know, we got to get to this before we go on too far, but I do want to get to, before the end of the hour, how other workplaces can do this. And it doesn't have to be a rock star status, but the more companies that institute this kind of example, the better off our whole community be, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So some of the things United Way gives money to, because the money will come in. You mentioned Taylor's House.
Yes.
Unsheltered teens. Money directly to classrooms, mobile hygiene unit. Want to talk about some of those things?
United for Classrooms was an initiative that was launched last year by our executive director, Ron Hayes, when he met an educator who came into our office and thanked her. Thank you for what you do. That's part of his nature. Feels very strongly about students and education, just said, thank you very much. And she was so struck by that. So normally when you thank an educator, it usually comes at the time of year when they're doing a parent-teacher conference and you're in there saying, well, thank you so much for putting up with my kid. I realize he's fidgety in class or he's a class clown. If it comes to my kids, they're class clowns. But she was so struck by that. And then we had a conversation after that about how much educators take out of their own pockets to support those kids who don't have basic needs. Basic needs are things like shoes, belts, if they're wearing their little brother's pants or they have torn sweats or they don't have a jacket in the wintertime. So educators largely take out of their own pockets nationally an average of $600 a year.
Wow.
So learning about that, we launched this initiative where we gave $200 to elementary schools in Marion, Polk, and Yamhill County to offset those costs.
And we were looking for kind of a, rather than just cash on the barrelhead, what we wanted to do was have a larger sustainable project. So what we're doing now is we're looking to create resource opportunities, and that can either be a resource room or a cabinet. Right now, working with 5 elementary schools here in Salem-Keizer to give them 2 cabinets. One would be filled with basic needs, hygiene products. The others would be filled with sweats and socks and underwear. So that is what we're looking for next.
Are you focusing mostly on the elementary kids?
No, we have several partners that have closets in the actual high schools. I know McKay right now has 3 separate closets where they keep things for students. And ideally, after we work out everything for space and opportunity, we'd love to be able to enhance those. South Salem has a whole section, it's a very long kind of hallway room that they have all of their things. So looking to support those with community partners and hopefully community businesses that would go in and sponsor an individual school to say, we want to help these kids.
All right. So the United Way, you corrected my perception before we even started on the air today. I think of it as an entity that does great job, a lot of awareness, a lot of exposure, collecting money, and then distributes it to a lot of nonprofits in their community. You certainly do a lot of that. I've noticed you had community impact grants listed as one of the major things that you're doing. You're going to efforts like the Liberty House and so forth, Assistance League, right?
Absolutely. That conception comes largely because United Way used to be a membership organization. Nonprofits would have to be a member of United Way in order to receive grant funding. However, that in this location now has changed for several years. Now, our grant process is open to any nonprofit. Ideally, it would be the grant request would be under those services that we have our focus areas. We probably would not fund a nonprofit that would, I don't know, go beat drums in the park for people for entertainment, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But if it addresses something along childhood poverty, if it addresses something around homelessness or those social service issues, that would be something that we could submit to the board for approval.
Let me read off for the listener some of these community impact grants. Money coming from the donations to United Way go to the Jefferson Library, Liberty House, Assistance League of Marion County, Family Building Blocks. Dave, we got to have Family Building Blocks on the show. Amazing work there. Salem Free Clinics, so medical care, McMinnville Habitat for Humanity, McMinnville Free Clinics, Lutheran Family Services, and Juliet's House. And that's, I'm sure, just a fraction.
It is.
And there's community partners, Dallas Retirement Center, Boys and Girls, Howard Creek Charter School. The list goes on and on. Wow. How much staff do you have to keep track of all those and go through all of those grant applications?
Right now we have, I think we're at 7 full staff members.
7 full staff. That is a lot. And of course, the need is great. It must be hard sometimes to say no to people who are trying to do good in your community.
Oh, without question.
Elizabeth was talking during the break about the screening process. And so a nonprofit who is seeking funds from the United Way has to document that, you know, what they're doing with it, and that it has impact, right?
Yes, indeed.
And that's either sustainable, repeatable, and, you know, we have results and so on and so forth.
So, Brent, when you become a donor for United Way, you're going to trust me that I am doing well. I'm having the best impact with your dollar. And in order to gain your trust, part of what I do for that is I ask those community service partners, what are they doing and how are they performing with the money that they asked for? Was there unexpected hiccups in the service that they are currently doing, or that the new program that they added and requested funds for? Or how many people or individuals did they serve with that money? And then I'm able to give that information back to you to say, this is what we did with those funds. Now, alternatively, if you've decided that you would rather support cats instead of helping the homeless or what have you, you're a cat guy and you really want to impact a feral cat population, we are able to help you provide that funding to organizations.
Helping to direct through the community.
Exactly. We call that designations.
Friends of Felines, that does exist.
Right?
Right?
Yep.
Okay. We're going to talk right after the break about United Way, how they accomplished it with Capital Auto Group, and what you can do and how that works. Stick with us. You're listening to Newsmakers on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This is Lynn Benton Tractors Newsmakers with Brent and Dave, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Now, let's go back to the Capital Auto Group studios on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers is brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. Thank you for joining us on your Monday noon hour. We appreciate you being here to learn about things that are local in nature, typically, almost all the time with Brent and Dave. And this particular day, talking about local gifting and using the United Way. Capital Auto Group is in the house, talking about a $200,000 gift. It's incredible. Brian Schindlerk. We're talking, yes. So many things we're talking about the break. During the break, Brian's talking about, we were all talking about creating the habit of gifting. And if it's $5 a month, it's $5 a month. But whatever, you create that habit and it becomes a lifetime thing. It just becomes part of your reality, becomes part of the fabric of not just the culture of Capital Auto Group, but also of your family. Absolutely. Brian, share with us what you were talking about in your own home.
Yes. So I was mentioning, as we've done this for many years, my kids notice. I have a 17-year-old now and a 13-year-old. And it was 3 or 4 years ago, and he had saw my name tag and just heard the stories that we talk about. And, oh, you know, got a cool award from the chamber and just different things. And I came home one day, and he had a stack of some older toys and some shoes and some different things, and asked, how can I give these? Where do I give these to? And that was kind of a – well, not kind of. It was a very proud moment, and then it just makes you realize that – you know, people are watching, and that's how things happen. You do good things, people see you doing good things and the right thing because it's the right thing to do, and that's how it all starts.
All right, I'll make this perfectly clear, because we're sitting in the Capital Auto Group studios, and it's not why we had Alex in, and we had Alex in because the family and the company is expanding in Salem, and yep. They're risking more money to invest in our community to create those 300 jobs. That's you're correct. Sitting here today because of what you're doing for the community. We appreciate the support for local radio. We really think it's local radio is important, obviously.
Yeah.
But this is, I want to make perfectly clear, Dave and I are inviting people onto the show about people who are having impact in the community. So Capital Auto Group, we can't let the hour go by. We're just out saying thank you for setting it such a huge example and being rock stars for the United Way. And frankly, internally, individually, every person that you touch and train to have a heart of giving has been impacted for their life.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that.
Elizabeth Schrader, I promised. Now, let's talk about this. Other workplaces can do this. You were saying even small workplaces, right?
Absolutely.
People are going to make an impact. So,
I think the part of the misconception is the smaller businesses, if they have 5 employees, what really can we do? And truthfully, that $5 a month, if you were giving $5 instead of buying a cup of coffee, that can make a difference, coupled with 3 or 4 other small businesses. Now we're starting to talk about impact on a yearly basis that can move the needle, truly move the needle, by supporting those projects like the shower trailer, by supporting those nonprofits that have that service capacity increase. Just $5 a month is all we're asking.
Wow. Okay. And then, especially since it's consistent. It's every single month. It's sustainable. It's repeatable. Once people used to not having it in their wallet, they never miss it, right?
Yes.
And then suddenly $5 a month in a workplace with 10 people, well, now you've got $50, right? Now you've got $600 a year. And how many dental kits is that for youth people? How many shoes is that? How many abused kids get a teddy bear, to comfort them when they're being investigated and all these kinds of things, right?
Yep. Without question. Another drawback may be for smaller businesses or even larger ones is that the payroll department may not be comfortable having a payroll deduction. We are able to facilitate giving on a monthly basis or yearly basis straight to the United Way. So there are many options in terms of how we're able to invite your employees to engage.
Yeah, I've always, in the past, when I was dealing with people's finances a lot, we would encourage them, if they were going to save or give, just to have it happen on payday. And so on payday, the check gets direct deposited. And by the way, you know, your $10 goes off to this year. And you never see, Dave's over there like, you just don't see it. It just doesn't happen. It's not in your checking account. And you don't buy that new bowling bag, right? Or whatever it is. It's probably,
exactly right.
I'll describe it like this.
Or car parts.
In Dave's world, it's not as many car accessories for his hobbies. The money is not going to change your standard of living. The money you're giving up, it doesn't change your standard of living, but it sure makes an impact where it goes.
Absolutely.
Right? That is amazing. And the other thing, and we did not get to this, I didn't jump on this, I apologize, but you were talking about how the United Way demands results and in effect, vets the nonprofits.
Yes.
Because people are hit up for donations all the time. If it's late night TV, if it's, you know, the internet, if it's their friends and family, their church, everything, the donations, and to whom should it go? And what impact will it have locally? And what was my dollar spent on? It's sometimes really difficult to discern, but you guys do it for them.
We try. Part of what we like to talk about is that we are adaptive philanthropy. So one of the focus areas that we have currently is homelessness. If there was a certain aspect of the homelessness, for instance, I know that a lot of shelters for specifically for women, although the population of homelessness for women, especially in Marion County, I think is 49%. So it's deceptively large for women, yet there aren't a lot of capacity to serve that population. Mm-hmm. So what we would like to do is to identify those areas where there is the greatest need and then talk to those service providers about the efficacy of what they're doing so it isn't just throwing money down a black hole. You do your work well. You have provided services for X amount of people. You make a difference in the community, and we want to help support that.
So throwing money down the black hole, that's what our taxes are for. That's
exactly
what the government's for. So
that spot's already taken.
Editorial comment. But as far as, you know, so you guys want to make an impact in the community and see it happen. That's cool. A few of the things that struck me in the information you provided, 500,000 people in Marion, Polk, Yamhill counties.
Yes.
That's a pretty small staff for an organization to try to conquer. That's a huge task.
It is. And one of the predominant questions we usually get is, well, how much of your dollar are you keeping for you? Mm-hmm. We tend to, if it's a designated amount, if you wanted to support Friends of Felines directly, you put that on your pledge form, then we don't take any of those dollars. That goes directly to that organization that you have designated it to. However, if you give it to the community chest, we do have I think it's right now, it's about 14%. So 14 cents on every dollar is what we use to pay our staff for 3 counties and 500,000 people.
Well, I'm glad you threw that out. That is important. And it is one of the measurements that nonprofits and charities are judged upon, is how much goes to overhead.
Yes.
And I don't know, long before your time, there was a national concern about the United Way. It's ancient history now, right? And we're more concerned
Absolutely.
With our local board, with Ron Hayes running the helm, and you out there kissing babies and shaking hands, mm-hmm. and the kids, the families that all get impacted. Any last words, Brian? We got about 30 seconds left.
I know this $200,000 is a very large amount of money. We're very proud of it. I want everybody to know this is not an April Fool's. This is really happening tomorrow.
Happening tomorrow. So hopefully the Statesman Journal, Salem Reporter, and all the news outlets will cover this. It's a huge deal. We got to go. Thank you for being here on Monday. This is Newsmakers. 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
This has been Lynn Benton Tractor's Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires and sponsored in part by Furbish, a salvage place, and Kennedy Tax Solutions. Live local talk that matters to you from the Capital Auto Group studios, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.